From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of his eighth message in a series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text is verses 13 through 16, verses which apply particularly to Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob, to whom God had given promises of land, descendants, and ultimately of Christ. Although they did not see the fulfillment of those promises during their lifetime, yet they lived in the light of what God had promised. They knew that God could not fail, so their vision was upon the heavenly country rather than upon this world and its allurements. These Old Testament saints lived in the light of the great prospects which lay before them. They resisted the temptation to turn back to the land from which they had come. Not only did they live by faith, but as the text reminds us, they died in faith. Their belief in the gospel enabled them to die with the sight of Christ, to die in light instead of in darkness. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this message entitled The Trial and Triumph of Faith. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our text for this morning comes from Romans chapter 8 and verse 17. Joint heirs with Christ. The boundless realms of His Father's universe are Christ's by prescriptive right. As heir of all things, He is the sole proprietor of the vast creation of God, and He has admitted us to claim the whole as ours by virtue of that deed of joint heirship which the Lord hath ratified with His chosen people. The golden streets of paradise, the pearly gates, the river of life, the transcendent bliss, and the unutterable glory are, by our blessed Lord, made over to us for our everlasting possession. All that He has, He shares with His people. The crown royal He has placed upon the head of His church, appointing her a kingdom, and calling her sons a royal priesthood, a generation of priests and kings. He uncrowned Himself, that we might have a coronation of glory. He would not sit upon His own throne, until He had procured a place upon it for all who overcome by His blood. Crown the head, and the whole body shares the honor. Behold here the reward of every Christian conqueror: Christ's throne, crown, scepter, palace, treasure, robes, heritage are yours. Far superior to the jealousy, selfishness, and greed which admit of no participation of their advantages, Christ deems His happiness completed by His people sharing it. The glory which Thou gavest me have I given them. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. The smiles of His Father are all the sweeter to Him, because His people share them. The honors of His kingdom are more pleasing, because His people appear with Him in glory. More valuable to Him are His conquests, since they have taught His people to overcome. He delights in His throne, because on it there is a place for them. He rejoices in His royal robes, since over them His skirts are spread. He delights the more in His joy, because He calls them to enter into it.
Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. The Free Presbyterian Church of North America trains its ministers at Geneva Reformed Seminary in Greenville, South Carolina. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Geneva Reformed Seminary at their toll-free number, 1-800-477-7058. That's 1-800-477-7058. Or you may visit the seminary's website at www.genevareformed.org. Again, the website is genevareformed.org. The seminary officials would be happy to send someone to speak to you about the formation of a Free Presbyterian Church in your locale.
Is eating away at the heart of even the most orthodox of people. Some, I think, were never anything more than wolves in sheep's clothing. Others were good men, but their thinking has been turned askew by compromise. I think of a Dr. Criswell going to see the Pope and bringing the papal blessing back to the Southern Baptists of Texas. I think of a J.I. Packer equally going soft on Romanism and now talking about what he has in common with the Roman harlot. that God's word has not one single syllable of good to say about. You can multiply these again and again and again. Add to that part of the compromise and the apostasy, the other part which is rife in new evangelicalism, the constant undermining of Scripture, the building it up in one hand, tearing it down with the other, saying they believe in inspiration, authority, infallibility, and then in the next breath pointing out all the errors of Scripture. These are evangelicals. You'll see that there is an apostasy abroad in the land. People are turning back. But I want to tell you, the man who is living by faith will ultimately have to say, this is my determination, not by sheer willpower, but just because I am living with my eyes on Christ and I'm living with my eyes on the glory that is to come. There is no turning back. There's an old hymn that says, I have decided to follow Jesus. Some people have difficulty with that wording. It seems to place so much emphasis on human decision. I personally have no difficulty with it because I believe that my decision is the result of God's decision. That makes it a well-grounded decision. But I think it has a very important message. In coming to Christ, there is a decisiveness that produces a determination. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. If you think of the two famous places in the Old Testament, you'll find them in the life of the patriarchs playing a big part. You'll find Bethel and the place we generally call Ai. I think a Jew would have a great laugh at anybody pronouncing it like that, but that's how we recognize it. Bethel is the house of God. Ai means the heap. A very good picture of the world. And they are so positioned that if you have your face to Bethel, you have your back to the heap. And if you have your face to the heap, you have your back to Bethel. How are we to live as Christians in this evil world? We're to live in the light of God's promises, but we're to live in the light of our great prospects. We're to get our eyes on the Father and the Father's Lamb and the Father's Lamb, and we're to get our eyes on the Father's house. And as we have our eyes trained Bethelwards, we will automatically have our back toward the heap. The determination will be no turning back. No trial could turn these people back because they were living in the light of their prospects. Their delight is clearly seen. They desired a better country, a heavenly country. I like that. Here's the true mark of the man who's living in the light of his great prospects in Christ. He's not just quitting the world out of a mere sense of duty. I mean, we all know what that is. I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do that, I don't do that. And I go down all the list of all the things I don't do. But you look at half the people who don't do, and you get the strong impression that if only they could have liberty, man, they would love to do it. In so many cases. And there's nothing more miserable than living with a mere bunch of do's and don'ts. Now, the things that Christians don't do, they're better never to do. What I'm talking about is the motive power not to do these things. These people had a delight in Christ that made the world distasteful, made sin distasteful. They could see the better country. They could see the heavenly country. They could have such a foresight of the glories of the Lamb and of the land that they didn't want to destroy their enjoyment of Christ with the things of the world. Ultimately, you know, Christian living always comes down to the enjoyment of Christ. If you're enjoying the Lord Jesus, and if you're enjoying His promises and delighting in the prospects that His grace holds out to you, you're going to live in victory. If you're enjoying Christ, man, you are not going to be overrun by the world. You're not going to be turning back. The key to Christian living is the enjoyment of Christ. Oh, there'll be trials. There'll be battles. Faith will be tried. Sometimes the things you expected to happen will not happen. Some things that you truly didn't expect to happen come to pass. You'll be tried. But nonetheless, in the midst of all the trial, the enjoyment of Christ will keep you and make you more than a conqueror. So they lived in the light of God's promises. They lived in the light of their great prospects. And then they died believing the gospel that had sustained them all through life. They died in faith. Literally it means according to faith, these all died. Now, I haven't time really to preach on that, for time is gone. But if that can't be written over your tombstone, listen, by the time anybody comes to write anything on your tombstone, you'll be in hell. They died in faith. Man, that is a better epitaph than all the eulogies of the world. You may have a full-page obituary in the New York Times and perish in a lost eternity, but let God just write over you, this man died in faith. And it will be well with your soul. They died in faith. I like that because they died in the light. To the world, death is all darkness. I always like the words of the psalmist in the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There is such a valley in Israel that always has been and still is to this day a horrific place to travel through. But I think that David was speaking also of his own death. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's no valley of death for the believer. It's just the valley of the shadow. And you can't have a shadow without a light. There's a light in the valley of death now for me. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ will not stop shining just because we come to death. Christians die in the light. For the rest of the world, whatever light they thought they had is going out, and they're going out into the blackness of darkness forever. But death for the Christian is a coming out of the shadow into the full glory of the light of God. They die in the light. Not only so, but when they die according to faith, they died with a sight of Christ. Think of that. They died with a sight of Christ. Maybe I'm going overboard here, But I think that, if not in every case, certainly in most cases, when Christians die, the Lord gives them a clearer sight of Christ than they've ever had before. We have all stood at the bedside of people in a deep coma. I wonder what goes on there. But I personally wouldn't be at all surprised that in the depths of what appears to us as unconsciousness, the Lord shows himself to his people as he brings them home. Certainly there are amazing cases that happen too often for it to be a mere coincidence or something that can be explained away. But again and again and again we have cases of Christians dying, and sometimes in great agony, sometimes totally against the run of what they have been experiencing. Just before they go out into eternity, there is a sense of the presence of God, of his Christ. There is a sight they have where they constantly affirm, "I see Jesus." And they go to be with Christ. But whether I am right in my speculation there or no, I will say this: when Christians die the way these people die, they die with their spiritual sight sharpened, and they have Christ in their focus. We're not dying trusting in our baptism. We're not dying trusting in our church. We're not dying trusting in our philosophy. We're dying in the sight of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.